One thing I've noticed when I talk to people about their salvation, whether they're sure if they're saved or not, and if they died today, if they'd go to heaven, one thing I found out is that in many cases, there's always that tiny feeling of doubt, even in the most adamant professor. That tiny feeling that there may be some uncertainty in their minds. Oh, they don't come right out and say they're absolutely positive or not. No, they beat around the proverbial bush. Some will say under their breath, "Sure. Well, I guess so. Well, why not? I'm as good as the next guy. Why shouldn't I? If that's what the Bible says, then I'm on my way." Now, why do they put in that if that's what the Bible says? You know what? That tells you something right at the outset, doesn't it? That they don't read the Bible because they don't know what the Bible says. They hear through the grapevines, so to speak, but they don't know absolutely for sure. If that's what the Bible says, then I'm on my way. Oh, well, I pray you are. Someone else may say, well, if the Bible says so, then case closed. There's no room for further discussion. What the Bible says is true, but they still don't know what the Bible says. Because they say, if that's what the Bible says. If the Bible says so. Sounds to me, if they don't start believing, they ain't gonna make it at all. Oh, there's no ifs about it when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ and your salvation. You know, John 3:16 tells us what happened, why Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, I might add, came in obedience to his Father to this earth and went to Calvary and was crucified. He didn't have to. No, he didn't have to do that. But he did it to pay the debt which we could not pay, and that was to cover the sin of the whole world. In other words, he died for the whole world. And if the whole world were to repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then the whole world would be saved. Sounds outlandish, doesn't it? But it's true nonetheless. He died for the sin of the whole world. All we have to do is believe. By faith, believe. And we're saved by that grace. Of course, then you get these guys, "Well, I think I'm as good as the next guy. Why shouldn't I? I look after my family. I go to church sometimes." Well, that's all well and good, I told him, but you can be the best husband, the best father in all the world. I mean, and that's good, but it will never get you into heaven. My friends, the title of my sermon today is The Hopers and the Knowers. Which one are you? I hope I'll get to heaven? Or are you a knower? I know for sure I'm going to heaven because. Well, this is why so many so-called Christians believe today, because they hope. You know, that's their great hope. Well, you don't have to hope. You can stop hoping if you start believing and knowing. As long as you believe there's a God and you treat your neighbor proper and you don't kill anyone or kick your dog, you think you'll go to heaven, don't you? I've heard it over and over and over and over and over again and again. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Now, isn't this what Jesus meant when he said, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it"? Few. Not many, but few. Can we not understand what he meant when we hear testimonies like this? Huh? Few is a scary word. And we know, because the Bible does say, few there be that find it. Wow. How many is few? Do you wonder if you'll be in that few, in that number? Well, you can be sure if you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can be sure. Friends, there's a whole lot of people out there in fantasy land who truly believe they are on their way to heaven. And some of them, in fact, many of them, never even opened a Bible. Or if they did, they thought it was a Bible, it was some corrupt version that resembled maybe in a way the Bible, but wasn't the true Word of God at all. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I never hurt anybody. Why shouldn't I? Well, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one, not one, not one, not you, not me, not one of us. That's what the Word of God tells us. So you can't get to heaven by your own good works, about the things you because of the things you do that are good. And you think God will say, "Well, okay, let him pass. Come on in. Yeah, you were a pretty good person." Won't work. You got to repent and believe. Repent and believe. Repent and believe, brother and sister. Are you a brother and sister in the Lord? We can preach from the pulpit. We can preach in the old folks' homes. We can preach on the street corners. But unless we have the full blessed assurance from the Word of God, then we ain't going. We just ain't going. Up, that is. But we are going down. Down into the pit of hell. And you don't want to go there. Trust me, you don't want to go there. Over in 1 John. 1 John in the King James Authorized 1611 Bible, 1 John 5, verse 13, we read this: "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Well, did you get it? Ye may know. Doesn't say that ye may think or you may hope. Are you a hoper or a knower? Thinking you're going to heaven and knowing for sure you are going to heaven ain't the same thing. Knowing for sure is filled with blessed assurance. Thinking you are has no assurance whatsoever. None whatsoever. George Mueller once said, "Faith is the assurance that the thing which God has said in His Word is true, and that God will act according to what He has said in His Word." Now listen carefully. Listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. God did not say, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may hope that you will have eternal life." No. He said that ye may know. Not hope, ye may know. Ye may know that you have eternal life. hoping and knowing they don't live together. They're not related at all. You may or you may not be familiar with the preaching of the late Perry F. Rockwood, a devout man of God, I'll tell you. I will quote an incident he used in one of his sermons. It's called Knowing That You Have or Hoping That You Have. Knowing that you have or hoping that you have. And here's what he said. Some tramps, hobos, bums, living down by the railroad tracks were talking. And one says, I hope someday to have $1 million. Another one says, I hope someday to have $2 million. And another tramp says, well, I hope I'll have $5 million. Now, let's leave the tramps for a moment and go take a trip to a business office over in New York City. There's a meeting in progress. One man says, well, for this new factory, we shall need $50 million at once. Mr. Ford says, well, I'll put up $15 million. Mr. Rockefeller says, I'll put up $20 million. Mr. Eaton says, I'll put up $15 million. Together, they put up $50 million. If you say to these men, I hope you will have this money, they in turn will say, no hope about it. We have it now. And they do. They did. Pastor Rockwood concluded by saying, the difference, get this now, the difference between hoping you will have and knowing you have is the difference between being a tramp and being a millionaire. Being a tramp and being, do you get it? It's clear. The tragedy today is that all over the nation there are too many tramp Christians and not enough millionaire Christians. And when I say millionaire Christians, I'm not talking monetarily. When you're a true Christian, you're automatically a millionaire in your heart because you are going to inherit heaven as your reward. And there's nothing with as great riches as there is in heaven. Wow. My friends, our world is made up of hopers and knowers. Which group do you belong to? Do you know for sure, or are you simply doing your best and hoping God will let you win? Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That sounds pretty good to me. No condemnation to them who are now in Christ Jesus. How do I know I'm saved? Because God says so in his word. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You're saved because you believe in him. Now, if you want to use the word hope, he's our great hope. But he takes hope and just overrides it with assurance, with knowing. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So what's that tell you? You can't work your way to heaven. You can do all the good things to others, give them money, you know, give them food, go all over the world and serve your country and say, I'm serving God too. But if you do not repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's all in vain. It won't work. In 1 John 5:9, we read, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. The witness, of course, being the testimony. But how many are willing to take God at his word? How many? If you don't read the Bible, you're certainly not taking God at his word. You're going by what you hear on the street or what somebody else tells you. If God stood face to face with you, can you imagine that? If God stood right there in front of you, looked you right in the eye, then you're more apt to believe, aren't you? But then there'd be no need to live by faith, because you'd already seen what faith does. And without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible, impossible to please God. If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever the case may be, and you're not going to see each other for quite some time due to other commitments, say, well, would your faith in her be strong enough to believe and trust in her? When you see those big, watery eyes looking into yours and hear the voice saying, you must have faith in me. What's the first thing that comes to mind? I've been there. Make sure to call me every day, dear. And I want some selfies, too. And some letters telling me all about everything. Well, of course I trust and believe in you. How can you say such a thing? What you really want is certification. You don't want to just hear the words. You want assurance. You want to know for sure. You don't want to just hope. When you part and you go your separate ways, are you going to walk down the road on your way home and say, well, I hope she means it. Your hopes might be destroyed, maybe even obliterated. Be confident. I know she meant it. Even if she didn't. But when God says it, you know he means it. Definitely he means it. You know, the word of God is certified by the Holy Spirit, and is our blessed hope and assurance that we have, not that we might have or hope to have, but we have eternal life. In Romans 8:16, we read, the Spirit itself, which means himself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not that we hope we are the children of God. We are. It's all about faith, people. It's all about faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And if we look at Hebrews 11, which is called the faith chapter. Verse 1, Hebrews 11. We see such faith defined and exemplified. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Keep in mind, please keep this in mind. Our salvation, is a result of Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. Suffered and died for the whole world. Our blessed assurance, well, it's based on believing what God says about what Christ has done at Calvary. That's our blessed assurance. Well, in conclusion, if you know someone who believes you can lose your salvation, then consider this. The Word of God tells us that Jesus died in our stead on Calvary's cross. He shed His precious blood. It is a lifeline to our eternity. When we repent and believe by faith, it's by that faith we are received from above. And when this happens, the hand of God can never, and I accentuate the word never, let us go. Never. My friends, I have to ask you again, are you a hoper or a knower? I want to thank you for listening. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message you've laid on my heart. I pray, Father, that all those who hear it, Lord, will understand that it comes from above, Lord. It comes from your blessed book, and we have that blessed assurance, not only to hope, but to know. Knowing overrides hoping. Lord, we know the price that was paid, a price that we could not pay at Calvary, the shed blood of your blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying in our stead. I pray you be lifted up. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.